Hi there, and welcome to Nika's Nuggets, where we sort through the happenings of life in search for the pebble in your shoe, the bears on the road, and the beliefs that keep you from moving swiftly along your path. Self-care, mental health, spirituality, and more nuggets to be found on the road forward. Are you coming? It's hard to ask for what you want, isn't it? And for some reason, it's even harder to ask for what you need. We have been taught for a very long time, and I'm not entirely sure in how far this is a women's and probably queer experience at the hands of hundreds of years of suppression, though that obviously does play a huge part. We've been taught for a very long time that we should put ourselves last. Make sure that everyone around you has what they need, what they want, that they are comfortable, well taken care of. And if that means that you have to sacrifice a little time to yourself or swallow your needs, wants, opinions, then so be it. Don't be selfish. And we usually don't even notice this happening. We don't really see what it costs us because we all go through it. So it can't be that bad, right? Right? So many supposed ideals and traditions are just bred into us by fear. But at some point, you're going to burn out, you're going to give in, your body is going to quit, maybe your mind is the one that gives up. And then the long and tedious and sometimes awful process of healing begins. Not just resting your body and mind, but learning why you burnt out in the first place, and then taking another step back and looking at why you were doing those things that led you to burn out. Why did you keep going for so long when you already knew that it was eating you up? And then you likely stumble upon some quote-unquote truths and some ideas that you might not actually agree with, but never had the space to truly consider. And then you have to heal all of that. And then when you do, and you start to act more accordingly to your own needs, you might find people in your community become upset with you because you never behaved like this before. What is happening? And all of this is just to be able to ask for what you need or what you want. Now, I needed a lot of things that I never learned to ask for. And that sometimes, or pretty often actually, led to outbursts of anguish or rage. Because why in the hell is it so difficult for others to consider me when I consider them in absolutely everything I do? Does that sound familiar? Well, let me tell you the answer. Because you have never asked. Getting angry doesn't actually, of course, do any good. But just like with children, the tantrum has a reason. And because you have never asked before, you might not even be wholly aware of what your wants and needs are. Have you ever stopped to ask yourself what they are? Do you take stock every once in a while of how what you're doing is comparing to your wants or needs? And what do you do for yourself to fulfill some of those needs, if you do anything for yourself at all? So please let me tell you guys about my new idol. Because just like with what I wanted to be, check last episode, I also never really knew who my idol is or idols are or who I would bring to life to go have dinner with. You know that question that people ask you to get to know you? Like, who in the world, dead, alive, fictional, real, whatever, would you go to dinner with? I never really had an answer to that, but I know now. In the Icelandic saga of Laxdæla, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, there is a pagan witch whose burial site ends up underneath one of Iceland's first Christian churches. Now, oftentimes, churches were built on places that were believed to hold special power, and pagan beliefs often draw from ancestors. So this made burial sites prime real estate for the church. Now the witch appeared in a dream and asked to have her body moved from beneath the church to somewhere away, quote, I'm quoting, from Christian tears and prayers. So this person, this witch, was and still is so powerful to me. Not only were they strong enough to ask for what they wanted or needed, they were so good at it that they came and asked for it in death. If you are currently dealing with burnout or are on the topic of how to ask for things, how to help yourself and others make life easier, but you aren't really certain how, well, this is my jam. Please don't hesitate to get in touch with me. There is nothing wrong with asking for help. Go to my website or my socials. I think you can even leave a message on my podcaster's profile page. Use a contact form, send me a DM, and we can set up a free 2 to 30 minute meet. This can be online or in person if you're close to where I live. And we can see if I can help you if we click. And if you're interested, we can then set up an intake session and begin your journey to a calmer and less alone life. Again, there is nothing wrong with asking for help. There's nothing wrong with putting your own needs first. And many, many, many people, including myself, have a hard time realizing that we need to do that, have a hard time actually implementing the knowledge of having to do that, and then learning how to do that. And on top of that, face everything that comes with learning how to respect your own boundaries. I will definitely record more on boundaries. So sign up or follow me anywhere, everywhere. And let's go get this, okay? You deserve it too. You deserve to take care of yourself as much as you take care of others. And you deserve to have others take care of you as much as you take care of them. Thank you for joining me and listening. This is obviously not the end of the story, so stay tuned for more. Next time, we'll dig into the dirt for a new nugget and possibly clear some rocks from the road. Don't forget to like, follow, or subscribe, and check out nomadicnika.com for more. I am your host and awareness coach, Nika, and I hope I see you next time. You can also find me on Instagram at nomadic.nika if you're interested in seeing photos from trips, some of my favorite quotes, and some poetry that I've written myself, possibly another source for some extra potential nuggets.